Tonight's shir, Siman Nun Gimel, Si'if Tes Zayin through Yud Tes. Si'if Tes Zayin. Mi she'enu shliach tzibur kavua, someone who's not the regular set shliach tzibur, tzarech l'sarev ma'at kodem shir lefnei ha'teva. It is proper for him to decline a little bit when he's asked to daven for the omid. We learned the previous halacha was that the regular shliach tzibur kavua, he goes down without waiting to be asked. Someone who's not the regular shliach tzibur should decline. For lo yos midat, but not too much. Elapam rishoyin yisar, the first time he's asked, he should decline. Ukshev lapam shni, when they ask a second time, meichin atzma k'mo shavot la'amot, he should prepare himself as if he's getting ready to stand. Lapam shlishis, by the third time, ya'amot, he should get up. V'ma oimer lo sheyerit hu adam gadol, and if the one who asks him down for the amid is an adam gadol, eino asarav lo klal, you're not supposed to decline at all. Mishtabura Sifkatan Mem Dal, the Sarev. The person who's not the regular Sheikh Sibur, it's Derech Eretz to decline at first. Sheikh Sibur Shlorot Saliyos Oid Sheikh Sibur. Mishtabura presents a case where someone had been the regular Sheikh Sibur, and then he doesn't want the job anymore. Vikiblu Acher Bimbekaimo. So they take someone else to be the regular Sheikh Sibur. The previous Sheikh Sibur, Ein Saru Cheshus, he doesn't need permission to daven for the amid on occasion. If he wanted, he could have been the Sheikh Tzibur. So he doesn't fall into the category of everyone else. However, that means that Tzibur doesn't have to give him permission because they have accepted him in the past. But he does have to get Roshos from the current acting Sheikh Tzibur. So writes the Tshuvas Yad Elyo. Well, if you mashe be'ana be'aloch, according to what we claf in a be'aloch, gam shi'ach tzibur kizeh, tzirchlit v'shus mitchile. Even this shi'ach tzibur, who wants to come out of retirement on occasion, daven the amid, should get reshus from the tzibur first. Sefkot and mem hei, klal, if an adam godol asks him to daven, he should not hesitate at all. De'ein misarvin legodol. We do not decline a godol, we do not protest when a godol asks him. We learn this from Avraham Avinu as in contrast to Lot with the guest. If it was something that the Gadol asks us to do and it entails a certain degree of honor and a position of authority, then even if the one who asks him is an Adam Gadol, he can decline that he doesn't want the kavod, he doesn't want the position. Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yudzayin. If the Sheikh Tzibur made a mistake, and you need to replace him because he can't get his rhythm back, he doesn't know where he's up to, he cannot continue. The one that's going to take his place should not delay and hesitate at all. And even though there's no Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha says the reason he shouldn't hesitate, there shouldn't be a hefsek in the tefillah, and therefore we don't want him to decline. If there's a reason to replace Sheikh Tzibur midstream, there's no hesitation. The one who is asked to replace him should go up immediately. Se'if Yudches. Ha'oimer eini yered of ne'ateva. You ask this fellow to daven for the omid. He says, no, I'm not daven for the omid. The b'nei shebe godai tzivu, because I have colored clothing on. B'nei shebe raglai sandals, because my feet have sandals. I can't go to the omid in sandals. Lo yered ba'oiz at tefillah ka. So he has invalidated himself for that whole tefillah. These are things that apikorsin, our heretics, are worried about. We have to be afraid maybe he's been infected with a little apikorsis, and that's why he's saying this. The Mishnah says, even if he explains himself, that doesn't help. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, lo yered. If he says he can't daven because his clothing is colored or he's wearing sandals, he can't daven that whole tefillah. Even if he regrets what he said, and he now will say, I'll go down even with colored clothing. We don't let him. For that tefillah. Since we didn't hear from him in clear statement of apikorsis, it's sufficient just to worry about that tefillah, but we would let him daven another time, different tefillah. if he gives an excuse, an explanation, the Ramah says doesn't help. Gotcha Amar, he explains that when he says he doesn't want to go to the Amun and call it clothes, it's because he wants to give proper honor to Hashem. He should be wearing white. The bottom line is that Siba did request it from the Davin the way he was. He should not have declined. Since the halach it is permitted. The writes, this is when he gives the excuse and explanation later. But if immediately when he says, I won't daven in colored clothing, take if he time, he says immediately the reason. It's only covered Hashem to wear white clothes, then Yered, then he can daven for the Amid. I and Sham look over there. So if you'd test. Yesh mon in ger melios yachsiber, there are those who will not allow a ger to daven for the amid. V'nitchu deveim, and their opinion is pushed aside. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah sekad mem test melios yachsiber. There are those who don't want the ger to daven for the amid. The vishlo yuchal loymar elokei avoseinu. They maintain that he cannot see elokei avoseinu, and therefore he can't daven for the amid. Avol kashum espal benol benasa, when he davens by himself, yama he says elokei avos yisrael. But that opinion is pushed aside. Because he can't say Elokei Avoseinu. Avraham Nikra Av Hamon Goyim. Avraham Avinu is the Av Hamon Goyim. Like it says, Av Hamon Goyim. He taught the whole world belief in Hashem, and therefore Avraham Avinu is the Av of all nations, and therefore he can't say Elokei Avoseinu even again, because Avraham Avinu is his ancestor. Shliach Tzibah Mamzer. What about Shliach Tzibah who's a Mamzer? Is that okay? Toib Machloikis, a Mamzer Kosher Lichtov Tfilin. This depends on the disagreement whether or not a Mamzer can write Tfilin. Can Kosta B'Shir Knesset Gedolah, so writes the Shir Knesset Gedolah. Lefiz according to this, the Magen Avraham, B'Simon Lamatesh, Kosta B'Shir Medachi Moshe. The Mutter Lichtov Tfilin, according to the Magen Avraham, is quoting Dachi Moshe, B'Shem Dachi Moshe, that he can write Tfilin. Mutter Yoshliach Tzibah, he can be a Shliach Tzibah as well. However, in Birch Yosef, Yerderesh Pe'alaf, Techido, in Birch Yosef writes, Maski concludes, the Shliach Tzibah lo yeah, he should not be Shliach Tzibah with Fan Shekasa, but if he did write fill in, Kashem, there would be Kasha. Let's return to the Mechaber, because really this could have been now a separate Seif. The Mechaber says, Afilu Yochid Yochel La'akev Eloimar, Eini Rotzesha Ploni Yechazan. Even an individual among the Tzibur has the right to protest against a particular person from being the Shliach Tzibur. And unless he was agreed upon before, once he's agreed upon, an individual cannot protest. But before it's agreed upon, he can. And the Ramah adds, this individual has to have a reasonable explanation why he doesn't want him. That's explained to the leaders of the city. But otherwise, in a yachid yachid limchos, be a shliach tzibur. The yachid, an individual, will not be able to protest in the shliach tzibur. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah up to here. Sif katan nun aleph. A yachid can protest and stop the appointment of a person from a shliach tzibur. Yachid la'akev beis his ha'his manus at the time of the appointment. But Tom, why is that? Why do we allow Yochid to stop it? Because the tefillos were instituted corresponding to the Korban Tomid. The Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek, but Tamidim and all Yidden have a portion of the Tamidim. How can you bring a Korban for him without his consent? Unless it was already agreed upon. Then an individual cannot. And even half the Tzibur cannot to remove him from his position. Even if they're willing to pay whatever is outstanding for his contract. Because the Shliach Tzibur did nothing wrong. But once you have the majority of the Tzibur, they can end his term of Chazan as long as they pay what they owe him for the year. Today, the decisions of who's going to remove the Shliach Tzibur or not is in the hands of the Tuvei Ha'ir. There are seven leaders of a community. They're the ones who can take away his position. Oh hanivrarim, or maybe there's a committee selected for this job. Komaku maklafi hatakana, every place according to their constitution, how they set it up. Sefkar nun beis eini rotze. So a yochid could say, I don't want him. V'davka sheikh shiatsiba acher. Now this is only if there's another option. There's another shiatsiba. Sheyuchu hakohol lahaskiro b'damav, that the tzibah can hire the other one with their funds. Avlim eino b'nimsa, but if there is no other alternative, oshu b'nimsa el shabal lehoisa b'dam, or there's another chazan, but he charges more. Yechal nakaloimelo, the tzibah could tell the individual, ain't be a dana lehoisa. We don't have the money to spend more on a chazan. You want the other chazan? Elohi yosim yishalo. Then you got to pay the difference yourself. Even if they clarify that the second chazan is worth the extra money, it's worth paying him. The tzibah still has the right to say, he may be worth it, but we can't afford it, and we'll make do with the first chazan and pay him less. You really want the second chazan? Then you got to pay for the balance on your own. Sivkatan nun gimel. I don't want Shaplodi Yechazan, so and so should be the chazan. Who adin b'chol haminuyim yichol mechos. This is true of any appointed position in a tzibur. An individual has the right to protest. Afilu b'chocham marbitz Torah yeshiva. Even if you're appointing the Talmud Chacham who's going to teach Torah and lead the yeshiva. V'davka kesherotz l'kabel achir. Now you can only protest if you're going to accept someone else for that job. Avle moicha shein eroitz v'shiyah marbitz Torah b'kabel. But if you say we can't afford it, we don't want someone teaching Torah in the tzibur. It's simple that his protest is meaningless. Even a minority of the Kila can force the majority to spend the money on a Mabitz Torah. And even if they do want to appoint someone else, if the one most of the Tzibur wants is better than the one that the Yachid wants, then the Yachid cannot protest. This is possible that if the minority want the better Marbitz Torah, they can force the hand of the majority that are satisfied with a lesser Marbitz Torah. The Achronim write, the halacha Shulchan Aruch by Shliach Tzibur and protesting had to do in those days. But today we know many people get involved in machlokes and they get entrenched without any good reasons. Their intents are not for the sake of heaven. If you'd have to ask every individual, do you want this appointee or not? You'd have to make a vote, whether it was to appoint a Sheikh Tzibur, or Marbitz Torah v'Av Beis Din Be'ir, or Rosh Hashiva or Av Beis Din, the Kolke Governor, any similar appointment, you never get a unanimous decision on this. Alkein holchen achar rov parei hamas. So we follow the majority of those who pay the tax to the kehila. Vafilo pesule korve b'neim. Even the relatives of the people involved have a vote. Va'achshav minig sheholchen achar shivas tuvia year. Today, it's common practice to follow the decision of the seven leaders of the community. Achar hanivroim in a kalza, or the committee selected for this purpose. Komalkom malkolafim and hagam, every place according to its minig. The point is not to have machlekes, therefore we will not pay attention to individual protests. Magnavam says another reason. We're not going to accept one person's protest about the Sheikh Tzibur. In the old days, when the Sheikh Tzibur was actually being motzi them with the tefillah, so a yachid could say, he's not going to be my tzimi. They nas shluch b'karach, he can't be my shliach against my will. My shekin at shakulim b'kim, today everyone davens themselves. Raka sheikh tzibur hu l'piyutim, we need a sheikh tzibur for the piyutim, and so on. Afal pisho em kash b'baruch, it's true, he does say kash b'baruch hu. Ein kol kach kapeda, it's not such a big deal if he doesn't want, and therefore we ignore the individual's protest. So this license of the individual to stop the election of the sheikh tzibur, it doesn't apply today. Sivkatan nun dalad, if it's someone they agreed upon originally, then of course even in those days the yachid cannot protest. Fim kiblu lizman, what if they accepted him for a term? Finishtam hazman, and the term is up. Lo mikri hiskim alav mitchil, that's not called hiskim alav, that doesn't mean they agreed upon him. Now it's a whole new election. It's as if he was never there. And the individual can protest. Look what we wrote in the previous Sivkon, that this doesn't apply so much today for our appointments. We're not going to accept individual protest. Reuven was Shliach Tzibur, hired for the year is up, and he just kept on davening. Okay. It's already into the second year, and he just kept on davening. Some people protested, the year is up, the term of his hiring is over, we don't want him anymore. He already davened Yom the Royim of the new term. They didn't stop him then. Even though he was just a year's hiree, they owe the whole new year's term. Once he's begun the new term and no one stopped, now it's after Sukkot. Oh, we don't want you. Too late. He started the new year, he gets the whole year. And if you want to look for someone else, you got to pay him the full year and find someone else. Ayin lekel kevach, yudaled amin aleph. Sifkatan nun hei. Tormo says the yachid can only interfere if he has a good reason. Tuvia ir, it's something to say. She had seal if name eze inyan. He went to the leaders of the community and told them his reason to protest. So which was there, einim is rats, but that's why he doesn't want him. Go to me dosav einim yishar mein of kegav, and he has indication that he doesn't have proper midos. Vlo tainis psul, but it doesn't come with a psul. The Bezek, if he had a tainis psul, l'kul y'almin yochel limchos, everyone agrees that yochel can't be moiche. Calls man shlo beirer unless it's clarified, ki yesh l'chosha pagamo, because maybe he has no psul at all. You can't have one guy come up and say, oh, I know that he has a problem with his yichos. That's not acceptable. You need to aid him. And it just says that people say things about other people. That's not acceptable. You're going to make a pagam. So that's meaningless. If he says, I know he has bor midos, so that's something you could bring up in the next meeting. He says, I don't think he should be. He has a kas, he has a this, he has a that. But if there's a psul, that we're not going to accept unless there is going to be proof to it. The Ramah continues, v'im hu sono. Let's say he hates him. Yachalim chesboi, kodesh eskimolov. He's allowed to protest before he's accepted. If someone doesn't get along with Sheikh Tzibur, he should not get the aliyah when the Balkari is laying tochacha. I mean, he doesn't get along with the Balkari. We don't want him up there when the Balkari is laying the tochacha. A person doesn't get along with him, he could protest. But something to say, it's well known for a long time, they don't get along. So he could protest. You can't make him my shliach against my will. Just to say, oh, we don't get along. Really? Since when don't you get along? Yeah, we don't get along. That's not acceptable. We don't accept such a taina. He could be meicha before they agree. But once he's accepted as shliach tzibur, if something happens and now he doesn't like him anymore, at that point the yachid cannot protest. But the Sheikh Tzibur should say, he's obligated to say, so he has no upset with this person and he's going to be motzi with his davening. And if he has a mind not to be motzi, the one who doesn't like him, he doesn't like, then no one is yotze, not even the ones he likes. So Chazan have to be very careful with this. The commercial courts in Arzua, and Sheikh Tzibur Tzerech Lahachlef Tzibur Vemili Dishmaya Vetzerech Lachichan. A Sheikh Tzibur should not flatter the Tzibur. When it comes to Mili Dishmaya, he has to give rebuke when necessary. Achmiyani Atzim, when it comes to personal things, Yir Lahavam Yidaisav, he should always swallow his pride and his covet, via Ov, Hakahol, Kalamei, he should be someone that's beloved to the Tzibur. Sevkata Nunches, Sonei, Lashliach Tzibur. If someone doesn't go along with Sheikh Tzibur, he shouldn't get the Aliyah by Tochacha. But so let me to say, if he doesn't like Sheikh Tzibur, it's like Sheikh Tzibur doesn't like him either. The way I look at you, you look back at me. So we're afraid the Sheikh Tzibur now will have in mind that the Tochacha should go on the Oila. V'chashach sakana hilo, and that becomes a sakana. Akein pasak, t'mipnei zafil, l'korlo yale. And therefore, even if they call him up for the aliyah, he shouldn't go up. Knesset gedor l'kasev, no. The yoysetov sheyale, if they call him up, he should go up. Better to go up, yishikaras l'oynish b'shul shu mevazik v'aratera, more than get into an oynish of being mevazik v'aratera that he called up, he didn't go. Chenis kamagra, it's a terrible thing if someone's called up for an aliyah and he doesn't go. Cain custom to save a shara fire, the Lashana, so too the shara fire. My says his language, so she, oh, about Sibir Ravam. The Sheikh Sibir has to be someone that everyone loves him, he loves them. Vim Eresh Akari Yeshlo Sin al Echem at Sibir, if the Balkari has a sin on someone from the Sibir, Mutal al Saganshlo Yitzav, the Kos Zel, the Parashat, the Chechem Eshes Kanehi, then the Gabbai has to make sure not to call up the enemy of the Sheikh Sibir by the Tochach because it's Sakana. If the person in shul knows that the Sheikh Sibir hates him and he's afraid to call him up for the tochacha, he should walk out. He should walk out between aliyahs from the shul until someone else is called up. Then he should come back in. Let's say he didn't leave. And they called him up. He should go up. His intent is a kvadatera. One who does a mitzvah should not fear any problems. It is forbidden for the balkari to think when he's laning that the klolo should go in any individual. I ain't some look over there. The cause of pischei sharm, even Maganavam agrees that if they did it, you shouldn't call him up. But if they did call him up, he should take the aliyah.